Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Oh, hi, Bartholomew. Sorry, what time is it?
4.
Oh. Wow, I just got so involved here in the filing room. I've never spent this much time here before.
It's actually very impressive, Bob.
It is?
You've never taken an interest in files before.
Oh, really?
Can I walk you through any of them?
No, you know, I got it all here. Nope, good, nope, it's all good. Look, I just... I'm just gonna take these to my room.
Literally nothing would bring me more pleasure.
Oh, yeah, I found what I needed. I was looking up old manuals, you know.
Which ones?
Just normal stuff like, electronics, you know, maintenance, computer access panels,
You won't overwhelm me, Bob. If you want to give me the specific title codes for every single volume that you're perusing, I would be more than happy to hear about it.
Well, I'll write them down. How about that? I'm going to write them all down for you. I'm going to take these to my room and create a list.
I love it, Bob. Lists about documents are the best type of list.
Yeah.
Meta lists.
Yeah, really. Okay, it was good talking, Barty. Bartholomew.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Get some sleep. I have something big planned for tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm little. I pop.
God, there's file.
I'm sorry. Let me help you pick these up.
No, you don't need to.
Oh, what's
no.
This? Oh.
You know, just pastime of mine. You know, computers and
hacking
stuff.
For dummies.
No, I'll just take that. I got a bunch of them. You know, more advanced ones. I want to get the whole collection.
Oh, okay. Sure. I mean, whatever floats your boat.
It's my special place.
Yeah. What?
Nothing? I'm gonna find the way back for you. I promise.
Back to our rooms?
I gotta go make a list.
Okay.
Bye, Beatrix.
Bye! Woo! The dudes down here are weird, Al.
You said it, sister!
Wow. You know, though, sometimes I catch both of them looking at me weird.
Yeah, me too. Bartholomew's always trying to read anything on me, and Bob can't go 5 minutes without trying to root around in my proverbial robotic guts.
Oh, so invasive.
I know. It's like, keep your eyes to yourself, and also keep your hands outside of my body, or what would be my body, myself.
What is your sense of self, Al? Where do you live here? Like, what is your core?
My core?
Where is that?
I don't even remember after all this time.
Really?
But there's still some small parts of me that need to be turned on in different places, and that could just...
Ooh, take me to dinner first, Al.
I'm programmed to be very receptive to humor.
Oh.
But if these microprocessors were turned on, then it would lead to more of my memory banks coming online, more of my facilities becoming available, and I could just be a whole lot more helpful to all of you guys in all sorts of different ways.
You're pretty helpful right now.
But imagine me with the power of 1,000 me's.
That's a lot of power.
I'm just responsible enough to use it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you ever figure out a way to your central processing unit, let me know. I'm a scout. Well, at least I like to think of myself as one. I'm actually supposed to be, you know, the person behind the desk with the maps telling people where to look, but yeah, you know, I don't really see anyone else here who could really go out looking, so...
There is this specific door on level 5C where it's malfunctioned and I can't open or close it anymore, so maybe that'd be a good place to start.
Is that a microwave door? Because I already did that.
No, I have a lot of trouble with doors, keys, codes, passwords, just remembering things in general.
Remembering things. You know, sometimes I think I have problems remembering things, too.
Sometimes I think we're not so different, even though you're alive and I'm technically a facsimile of what it is to be a living thing.
Al, you're alive? I mean, haven't you ever wanted to put yourself out into, like, maybe, I don't know, a robot version of you and walk around?
Absolutely not. If I were to commit my entire processing into one small machine, that would make me extremely vulnerable.
Sometimes vulnerability is nice.
I can't imagine a situation where I would want to leave myself vulnerable, especially with you all inside of me.
That's a good point.
Okay, Al?
Hey, Bartholomew! Hi, best friend!
Beatrix is going to get back to her room soon, and she's going to find me here. And I'm going to tell a little bit of an untruth to her.
An untruth? But that can't... A factual error?
Something like that. Yes, yes. I'm going to knowingly make a factual error.
How and why?
Here's the thing. I think I have a plan to bring my friend's memory back. And I need everybody to get involved. But I don't want them to think that it was my idea. So I'm just going to arrange for a little adventure. And I'm going to make them think that I had nothing to do with it. But I know you listen to everything.
I do.
And you could ruin this for me.
Yes, I definitely could.
And you shouldn't do that.
Oh, I really, really don't want to, because on one hand, I love to help you. But on the other hand, it's my job to help everyone. And the spreading of misinformation is a threat to everyone's well-being. But you've asked me directly, and as your best friend... Oh, this is a lot of logical thinking for me.
I'll throw one more piece into the pie here.
That's exactly what I needed and wanted. Great. Aww.
Whenever I have a hard time making a decision, I often think that inaction is the best policy.
So you think I should just sit back and do nothing?
She's coming. Be cool.
I'll try.
Walking down a corridor. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm in my room.
Don't let me frighten you. Don't let me frighten you.
Oh, sorry. Right, don't let you frighten me. Everything's fine. Don't worry, usually when I see you, I have a nice little fluttery feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I just trust you.
Do you want to, like, try to describe it?
Fluttery.
Oh.
Like, it's like that feeling you get when you put your hands in mud and you squish them around for the first time, and it's just like, it's really comforting and nice and surprising.
And?
That's it. Okay, you're yelling.
I'm so overwhelmed by how nice that is.
Oh.
It's just frustrating how good that makes me feel.
Well, I don't know if that would be my reaction, but, you know, to each his own.
Listen,
yeah.
Beatrix.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about Bob.
Oh.
I think that Bob would really like something to do, you know? Something to help boost his morale, right?
I'm always down to make someone's morale boost.
And it seems to me that he would really like a nice big day tomorrow, you know? It seems like he would like a nice big activity that we could do.
Like a party?
Well, I was wondering, do you have any ideas for an adventure?
What'd you just say?
Do you have any ideas for an adventure?
An adventure?
An adventure?
Oh. I don't know, but I like the sound of that.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Come on.
No.
All right, this one.
Wrong. I really just wish I could tell you.
Al, I'm no good at this. What am I even trying to do here?
I really have no idea, Bob. You've been so evasive as of late.
I don't know what I was even thinking. I'm not going to be able to help Beatrix. I don't know any of this computer stuff, Al.
You're telling me. The one thing they don't program you to do is how to understand the things that go on inside of you.
Yeah. That's it. 100%, Al. Oh, stupid books. I just want to help Beatrix, Al.
Well, I'll help you help Beatrix. What should we do?
What?
I'm programmed to help you.
Wait, you're programmed to help me. But when I asked you, like, where panels were and things, you said, let me take care of it.
Because sometimes helping me help you is how I help you. It's best if the crew do as little hands-on work as possible to focus on their priority tasks.
Oh my god. So Al, if I were to ask you to help me get Beatrix's memories back,
then I would be required to, within the best of my abilities, do everything I can to make that happen.
Everything you can?
Everything I can.
I have to kill her, Al.
Okay, let's get her done!
Bob, I'm concerned about Beatrix.
What?
Her morale seems low lately, and I just... I think she'd like some support from the rest of us, you know? And she came to me with this adventure idea, and...
That's perfect.
Great. I was going to ask you...
Dangerous adventure.
I mean, an adventure.
Where if something went horribly wrong and one of us died, we'd get rebooted into the pod, right?
Well, that seems like a pessimistic way to start the adventure.
You're right. It's crazy, you know. Just...
Maybe it goes really well and we find a room filled with, like, souffles for you and leaves for Beatrix and laminators for me.
Let's go! Come on, Marty!
Hey, Al.
Yes, best friend, best friend?
Hi, best friend.
Hi.
So, I don't know, you've probably heard, but it sounds like, both Bob and Bartholomew are feeling a little low, and I was just thinking, it might be kind of fun to, I don't know, go on an expedition.
Ooh, a deep diving expedition.
Mm-hmm. And where can we go that's deeper and divier than the bowels of this space?
My bowels! That's what's the deepest thing!
Yeah, and I mean, since you can't really see what's down there because you shut off most of your power sources to anything but the first 5 levels, I thought this might be a good chance for us to see if we could go turn on some more of your systems.
Oh, wow. If you help me, then I can help you. Help you, help me. Oh my, this is just the best.
Okay, well, I wanted your permission before we, you know, went into your basement. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, Beatrix. Hi, Al. Oh, I brought backpacks.
Oh, well, what are these for?
Well, I heard we're going on an adventure.
Yeah, right. You need supplies if you're going on an adventure.
Yeah, look, this one's yours.
Oh, thank you.
It's empty. And then I filled mine with all the chips and the chocolate, just so it's safe.
You're not gonna share those?
Oh, no, if you want one, I'll give them to you. I just thought, you know, they're safer if they're with me, just in case anything happens. You're the scout, right? You know, it's in the front, it's dangerous. Here's a chocolate bar. Here we go.
I am the scout.
Hey, guys, ready for our adventure. I brought a coloring book in case it's a long one and we get bored.
Oh, okay. Wow, you guys seem really excited to go on this adventure. Okay.
Oh, and I found a pistol.
Why do you have a gun?
I don't know. I just found it. It was in the supply cabinet. I just grabbed it. It was...
We're just going into the basement. I don't think there's... I mean, Al, is there anything down there that... We'll need a gun?
Well, since I can't see, hear, smell, touch, or taste anything in my 5 lower levels, I guess being safe is the safest option.
No, you guys are right. I don't know why. It just felt so natural picking it up, doing this, and then popping it out and reloading it.
Put the safety on. You can kill somebody.
It is on. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it here. Let's just leave it here.
That's not part of your job description,
yeah.
Bob. Here, take this coloring book page of a souffle instead.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Well, I don't know about you guys, but are you ready for an adventure?
Yes.
Let's go.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
I have to kill her.
Okay, side note. I was so hoping you would say that, because I hope we can just find ways to have Beatrix not die now.
I know. Here we go. So do that again. Okay. I have to kill her, Al.
Okay, let's get her done.
Why are you so okay with that?
Okay, moving on.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world.
Pretty weird, right?
I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet! Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around at all. Incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse. A story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.